The Frames Per Second Podcast.
You have to start looking at the world in a new way.
All I have for you is a word. Tell it.
Ready?
Yeah, we're rolling.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are doing a rewatchable review of a hit movie when it came out at the time. It was one of the pandemic movies, one of the most popular pandemic movies that came out last year. Christopher Nolan's Tenet, starring John D. Washington. So we got the whole crew for this one. I'm really, really anticipating to get y'all thoughts on this film. Because after I watched it, I was like, oh, hell no. I know these motherfuckers got something to say about it. Overall reviews. I'm going to start with you, Nay.
I don't know, Nick. I don't know. I don't know what I watched. This shit was like putting together a jigsaw puzzle with no box top. That's what I felt like watching it.
Mm-hmm. And someone broke one of your hands.
And then once you get the picture together, it's one of them 3D optical illusion pictures you got to put to your nose and pull out to see. Except it's a jigsaw puzzle. So when you pick it up, it falls the fuck apart. I don't know what I watched.
Damn. So you don't even have a...
I don't even know how I'm going to review this. I don't know what the fuck I watched.
Damn.
And I watched half of it twice. I don't know. Yeah.
Ryan,
it was really nice. It was pretty to look at.
Ryan, did you try to explain anything?
Nah, we don't do that. Like, nah, we just watch it and we wait till
we go
in.
Our separate way.
Yeah, I wish he would explain this shit because I want to hear.
I got the overall theme of what was going on, but like,
damn.
It's still just. It is like a jigsaw puzzle at the same time, but I got it enough to get what was going on. It just, I think, again, almost like the one we just reviewed. I'm not sure which one would come out first. It's just like, what was the point? Like, why? Like, why? So it was frustrating. A lot of things frustrated me about this. And I like Christopher Nolan's movies, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know he does time stuff and all of that. But, you know, all the Batman joints I like that he did. Like, what's another one that he did?
Inception.
You see The Prestige?
Inception vibes.
He really likes Prestige.
I love The Prestige. It's like one of my favorite movies. So,
yeah, fuck with that.
I like Christopher Nolan. His wife helps him, too, with his movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His wife what?
Helps
him. Is it Sarah or something?
Like, she, like, co-produces. I think it's, like, Emma or something like that. Nolan or something like that. But yeah, she helps him with some of his movies. But so I typically like him. And like Nate said, it looks good, you know. And again, I'm starting to warm up to the Washington dude, man. I'm starting to really warm up to him ever since.
And even in this
movie. You're also warming up to the whole idea of giving your overall thoughts, I'm noticing.
Am I?
He's doing a lot of like.
He's real into this one.
Nah, he's really like, I'm fuck with this dude, but I don't know about fuck with this dude.
He's never just enthusiastic about doing this part, though.
He's giving dude his props before you say the shit about the movie.
Nah, because I don't know, man. Because I like Christopher Nolan, you know what I'm saying?
But, I got that, yeah.
But nah, so overall, though, like, I thought I said that part. Like, it's just. Meh. It just didn't really. It was frustrating me because it didn't really make sense, but I'll get into that part.
What about you, Mike?
I'm not smart enough for movies like this. So yeah, I can't even say it was enjoyable. I mean, it was cool to watch, but I have no fucking clue what happened. Right? I have no fucking clue what happened. And I absolutely fucking hate time movies. I've said this before. I didn't know if that's what this was, or I wouldn't have fucking watched it. I would have told you guys, just do it without me.
Yeah.
And but the second I saw somebody come out, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's the Twilight guy, and like, oh no, wait, that's Denzel Washington's son, but he's in a suit. I was like, oh fuck, this is time travel.
Yeah.
I was irritated for like a good hour
it's not
and 45
time travel,
minutes.
It's inversion.
Man, that's just a nice, fancy way of saying time travel.
Right, it is time travel.
It's fucking time travel. It's a time.
It's just look, running the tape backwards. It's, all the fucking
that's the
it
thing.
Is.
It's yeah. pointless time travel because it's not. You're not even accomplishing anything. They're just doing
nothing.
A big loop.
Right.
But
have
I mean,
you seen The Prestige yet?
No, I know. You said it. I need to watch.
I think you would like that.
I won't do no comparisons with it. But yeah. So
it wasn't bad. I can say that I enjoyed watching like. The action-y stuff was cool. Mm-hmm. Like, just the effects, to see how they're doing this shit, it was actually dope.
I even liked the fight scenes with John Washington.
You did or didn't?
I did.
I liked all of them except for the one where he was fighting himself in the hallway.
Okay, well, yeah. Because
it just looked...
That one looked
weird.
But it was supposed to, though.
I know, but it was just... I was like, why? What?
It had, like, no impact.
Right.
Because it's not supposed...
And I get that. Yeah. We get that. We understand that. But in the moment, it was like, why aren't you actually punching him? Like, your punches look like I could take them. What are you doing?
Right. Because, see, that's the thing. It's like... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We'll let Ken give his
little... What's up, Ken?
What's your thought, Ken?
Yeah, I actually do fuck with this movie because it completely fucks with my head, and trying to figure out what the fuck is going on and decipher that shit, like, because I don't know what the fuck was going on, but that's why I love it, because I'm like, oh shit, this shit is kind of crazy. Even watching, I'm like, what the fuck, like, who is what, who is this, where is all this coming from, like, wait, it's really him but it's not him. But then, and when it finished, I was like, man, what the hell? But I wanted to rewatch it again.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And just trying to put it together. So
you need one of them CSI boards actually, with the string to be able to decipher what the fuck went on with this. I'm straight.
I don't think there's really an answer. I think there's some lost bullshit.
I don't know.
I don't think there really is. I mean, it's too complex and it just seemed pointlessly complex. And I feel like not you, but because you're clearly saying you don't get it. But I saw people on Twitter when this came out and they were flipping out. I am saying right now, right here on the show, that 99.9% of y'all are full of fucking shit. Y'all have no idea what the hell this is about.
Yeah, I
you're lying.
I almost looked up to see what the shit was supposed to mean.
Man.
But I was like, nah, I kind of want to rewatch it myself and try to figure it out first. Before I read people actually explain what happened.
I did after we watched the movie. And I went to YouTube and watched a couple of like the review, like how they explain and how it's so great and this is a masterpiece. They didn't know what the fuck they was talking about either. It's like they just using big words and trying to tie these characters together. They didn't know what they was talking about either. It makes no sense. I think the only person this makes sense to is Christopher Nolan. I don't even think the actors knew what the fuck they was doing in the movie.
Denzel Washington's son had no idea what the fuck was going on. You could tell. He looked confused the whole
fucking
movie. That's why he didn't have a name.
Protagonist.
His name was a protagonist because he was like, man, don't even put my name in this shit. I don't know what the fuck's happening.
So I'll try this.
Oh, here we go.
that's what's frustrating about this whole thing, because I think the overall thing, and so everybody got the overall theme of it, right?
Yeah, there's this inversion technology from the future where when stuff happens, you travel back in time and you actually
don't even go that deep.
It was just like a company was trying to get it to where they have that Sartos, where the fuck that dude's name is. They're trying to get him to get that machine and bury it so they can get it in the future and create this other machine so they can stop the past from fucking up their future.
And
that's
he just wanted to blow everything up.
So if you get the overall, like you can kind of get everything that happened.
I didn't get that.
Shit.
Bruh.
Yeah, I get you though. I feel you.
Nah, Nate. Nate, legit.
I get it. Like, oh, did you get your take?
It took me about 6 times. I had to watch
it. You watched it six times. Well, he's been watching it all summer.
I had to keep watching it because it was like I would get the first like 30 minutes and then the next 30
like,
minutes.
I'm like,
what the fuck is happening? And then I'm like, who is this white woman? And why do we care about her?
Why did he care about her?
Who the fuck?
Are y'all serious? She wasn't even that cute.
She
was bony and boring, and he died or was going to die for her?
In my mind, I was like, this must be Christopher Nolan. I may have read this somewhere. It had to be his version of James Bond.
Who's who? Huh?
This John is, David Washington.
Yeah, this is his version of James Bond.
James Bond always had like bad chicks. He would never die for one of them.
She's supposed to be a good looking woman.
No, she's good looking, but that's mean. I shouldn't say she's not bad. She's good looking. That wasn't even the issue. It was just like,
what was the connection?
There was there was no connect. They fell in love with each other. When and how?
He's a good
he's
guy.
Not in love with her.
Clearly he was.
No.
He kind of was. He kind of was.
He fucked with her.
I think he just fucked with her. I don't think he was.
No, I think they were trying.
There was a connection.
They were saying like, oh, we want to live. Like, I wish we could like go off and be together or live this way or whatever. You missed that part. I mean, it was a long ass movie. I get how you missed
it. It was. It was extremely long.
I don't even remember that part.
Yeah. They
Well, he watched it 6 times.
They said there was some part in the film where they made it seem like they wished they could go off together. Or they wish that they could stay together or whatever. Because I remember when it happened, I was just like,
"Where did this come from?
Yeah, why is this happening? Like, she just showed up. They didn't kiss. They didn't have like a cool like soul connecting eye thing. They had nothing.
There was no romance there.
I think it was just more about them being in the struggle together. Maybe brought them close.
What struggle was she in?
She was dealing with her piece of shit.
I think he just
her baby
like,
daddy was beating her and shit.
I think he had a connection to that. Like,
are
he
you
didn't,
serious?
I think he didn't like that guy whooping up on her.
So he was gonna risk his life by going through the little gravitron thing.
That shit didn't make sense.
It made no sense. If it was just a matter of I want to get you away from the abusive guy, well, he shot her. It's done.
She should have let her push him off the boat. He shouldn't have saved his ass when she pushed him. He needed her.
He needed him at the time he thought he did.
Well, then don't cry when he shoots her. Shit. It's your fault.
This movie just tried to do way too fucking much. It should have just kept it just a regular ass time travel movie.
No, because you can't do
time
that.
Travel movie.
We've already seen too many of those. Yeah.
No, I get it, but like, they made it way too complex than I thought it needed to be. So what I got from it is just like the secret agent. He's a secret agent. And like, if you're a secret agent or whatever, and you find out how to time travel, when you use that? Like, you would be the best secret agent ever. Like, I mean, if you can use time travel to figure out the shit. And I think the ultimate thing is that he was trying to stop world annihilation. Like, that's what it was. Like, that the whole thing was him just trying to go back in time to stop this whole shit from happening. And
by manipulating the beings in the past. But he did that, though.
But I think that's what, I don't know if this is what your point is. I think that's what he does now as a spy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
because that's what the Robert Pattinson character said. He's like, nigga, we got a bunch of Avengers and shit. Your first one is our last one.
He becomes what you're saying.
Exactly. So that's what I got by the end of it. But during the whole shit, it really is fucking confusing.
It's confusing as fuck.
Okay, why are they doing this? Why are they showing this again? Why are they showing like? But yeah, that at the end of the day, go ahead.
Because it's like non-linear storytelling. It took like 3/4 of the way through the movie, and I was like, oh shit, they kind of like telling this thing in different type of patches. So they also fucking with you as a viewer because, you know, when I'm watching movies, I'm typically used to stuff going like in a linear fashion. They like really just like disassembled that whole thing and just kind of patched it all together.
Which is fine, but when they patched it together and made the scenes from previous scenes meet with the other ones, they weren't impactful. Like, I don't care that he was in the car that flipped over. Like, I didn't give a fuck about the car in the middle of the road the first time. So why do I care now that he was?
That's dope.
It wasn't raw enough. And because I guess a lot of times, like when we realize that he's fighting himself in the hallway, who didn't see that coming?
Exactly.
Yeah, like, we knew that. We knew that when Edward looked at him.
I was calling him Edward too. Don't
when
get
Edward
bad.
Looked at him and was like, oh shit. And he was like, no, I took care of it. You knew he saw him. Like, we knew this already.
I thought he saw. No. I didn't know he saw John David Washington.
You thought he saw himself?
I thought he saw himself.
Oh, yeah. I did too at first. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I did too.
I didn't know that until the middle way.
Yeah, it was somebody. I knew that John David Washington was fighting himself in the hallway. But I'll do you one better. When she was talking about, now they shouldn't have ever showed the flashback.
The bitch died.
Yes. I'm like, that's her though. I'm like, wait a minute, that's her. Why did they even show that? So they showed her jumping off and she's like, oh, I wish I could be that free. That free to be in the water.
But she eventually became free.
That's the point. I knew it was her. And then she said, oh, and he disappeared after that. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess he's not gonna win at the end. It was just obvious. You didn't get that part either, huh?
No.
I didn't either. Yeah,
I didn't get the van, like he vanished, and so he didn't obviously didn't win. But I did get that this was she was just diving the. I thought maybe she committed suicide or some shit. I don't know.
I did not know. I didn't know. I thought it was some other white woman, bro.
I mean, they do.
Like he just had a whole. He just had a whole side bitch in the other wing of the yacht.
White people swimming. That's what they do. That's what they do. They jump off a yacht. Yes. Yep. That's just exactly. that's normal white people behavior on a weekend.
When she slid that nigga off when, the.
Listen, that shit was
damn,
hilarious.
That shit was funny as hell.
He died so ugly.
He hit that thing all the way down.
I was happy for her. That moment, though, I was like, "Way to go, bitch!"
She set that whole shit up, put sunscreen on the goddamn.
It slipped
and
like,
slide. And she put it on damn. His back too before
yeah,
she. I was like,
"Oh, I didn't get that. Yeah. I didn't get that's why she put the sunscreen.
That's why she never really so rubbed it in. Because when he turned around, the shit was still on there.
It was.
He was mad. He was like, "Why you stop?
Rub it in. What the fuck wrong with you?"
Oh shit. Oh
no, that shit
motherfucker
was...
human slip and slide.
That's the way that nigga neck hit the side of that boat. I yeah. Yeah.
He did twice.
Oh, that was funny to me.
That was funny.
So did y'all like Denzel's son in this as far
that's
as he performed?
I like him, man. I'm starting to really warm up to him, man. Like straight up.
It took a minute because he sounded like his daddy in this one.
And he walks like his daddy.
He does he did, walk like his daddy.
In this one. In yeah, this one. In the other ones he I had like more that. Of his own.
I didn't notice the walk.
But in this one,
he, I always notice his voice.
There was
though.
A walk he had when he was walking into the building, and he did a little button-up thing. He kind of holds his coat.
Mm-hmm.
Then he put he had his dad
walk
like in this one.
Like his daddy.
This shit crazy. Yeah. That shit is fucking weird.
Yes. I liked him in this a lot more than the Malcolm and Marie. I think he's better at this because I don't have to take him super seriously.
Yeah.
Because he was basically dead the whole movie. He had no emotion until the end when he was pretending like he was crying. Because Edward was leaving. I was like, I'm not buying it.
Like,
I didn't know why he was crying.
Why?
You met him 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Or actually, some shit. You met him tomorrow.
But I think he knew he was going to die. Yeah, something about he was supposed to like die.
Bruh, Denzel's son literally just met him.
No, he saved his life in the beginning, like in a...
I know, but that was some obvious-ass shit, too. I was like, okay, that must have been Edward, too.
Yeah,
why did they show the little thing hanging off his bag? Just
but they didn't show that towards the end, though.
No, you see it at the beginning.
I know
you
saw it in the beginning, but we didn't see that. Yeah.
But see, this is just like what we're talking about with Army of the Dead. It's like, I wish they wouldn't show those things because... Then if you zoom in on something,
we know we gotta pay attention to it.
Yeah, we know it's gonna come back later, but it's way.
No, you saw it when the guy on the ground pops up and gets shot in the head. And that's how I knew that was Edward.
I know,
too.
But that's like towards the end of the movie, Mike.
Right, but it's like
but the point is, I know it's coming.
It's not a shock.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise,
it's too obvious.
Right.
Yeah. What did y'all think I was saying?
But this movie is. But if this movie is this complex,
he had a bad backpack. He might have a chance.
No. I mean, I
get his backpack is ugly.
I was saying that it wasn't revealed to close to the end, so it doesn't really. You know what I'm saying? I can see if they had showed that and you show it like a quarter to halfway through it, but then you see it again until like later.
They should have just not shown it at the beginning. And then when he's doing the flashback, then okay, now you can show that he has a little thingy hanging on his bag.
I see what you're saying. I see. Not like
it's not a gripe. It's if you're gonna do all this goofy time travel loop bullshit,
really surprised
what
do
they call it?
Exactly.
The gun in the drawer thing. That's you know.
What's in the
drawer? What they call it? The gun in the drawer. If you see a gun in the drawer, you know it's gonna
pop up later. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel you. Did you have an outline for this?
I got some stuff.
Nigga, what outline? You don't even know what
I want to. Yeah, let's go. Nah, because I would
put it backwards.
It's another long ass movie. With anything longer than 2 hours, I just like we could just talk about it because I can't.
It was
do.
Ironic as hell that we going backwards to review this shit. Like, this shit came out like, man. Like how long ago?
I'm gonna let you know I'm not that creative when it comes to this shit.
It's fucking funny. You think we stuck in the Tenet?
Like,
can we talk about that? Like, Tenet, like that was not a big deal. So why would the Tenet?
Well, that was the group he made.
Yeah, I know that was the group that he made, but like, what to name the movie after it? Like, you did it twice, and I never heard about it for 2 hours and 15 more minutes of this movie.
Well, you know why? I think. Because if you can spell it backwards in the same way. Like, it still looked the same way.
So they could have called it poop.
Yeah.
It's a
fuck.
Come on, Mike. It ain't that. That's not deep. That's a cheap shot.
No, but you gave it like it was supposed deep.
No, I'm just saying. That's not the reason why. That's the only reason why.
It's not supposed to be deep, but yeah, the palindrome is basically the fucking movie. Yeah. Forwards and backwards. So, I mean, you know.
I like palindromes.
It is what it is.
This nigga celebrates palindrome day.
He what?
He celebrates palindrome day.
There's a palindrome day? What day is that?
That's too much, bro. That's a day for everything, Mike.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's too much, right?
What do you do
on that day?
Right. Like, you just walk backwards and you fucking. What do you do?
Put on your socks at the same time. You're trying to, what are you doing, nigga? You only say wow or you only can speak those words.
No, wait. No, we ain't gonna take too much more of this.
I started it.
My bad.
He celebrates palindrome day.
Oh shit.
I don't celebrate it. Goddamn.
Man, it seemed like y'all had a whole party
and
shit.
I don't celebrate it. I just know.
You just acknowledge it.
Make sure that we are aware of the fact that it's palindrome day.
What's the date? What's the date for?
I don't even fucking know.
Yeah, you ain't doing it. You got it on your Google Calendar, nigga.
Oh, different times, God. Different. Yeah, man. Use your Google, goddamn.
Oh, man.
But now I did like that, how they tried to explain it though with the scientist lady and stuff. It just didn't hit for me because I'm like,
fuck that scientist lady.
I'm just like, what?
The one that created the shit.
So right. Was that her at the beginning?
Yeah.
But she was pregnant though?
The one that showed him how to use it? Would pull the gun up and shit?
Yeah, so who's the baby?
What baby?
I don't remember the
somebody
baby.
Was pregnant?
I'm pretty sure she's pregnant. Either that or she got a beer gut.
I thought she just had a thick-ass coat on.
Yeah, I did,
no,
too.
I'm pretty sure she's pregnant.
But yeah, I think she's the one that created it, right, Nick? She created the whole shit?
No, she said it wasn't created. She said it was, it's created in the future.
But I thought she was the okay.
No, I assumed it was her, too.
She was, I guess, she was on the assignment to figure it out because they found the technology and she had to figure out the technology. That's when he asked about the bullets that she had, and that's when he went to the... whatever her name was in Mumbai, because he was trying to find the source of the bullets. Mm-hmm. So no, she didn't create it, but she was able to figure out the science behind it.
Mm-hmm. I assumed it was her too, just because she wasn't even remotely surprised by him just showing up. Mm. And he gave her that little password thing that they do. I forget what it was now. Something like, oh, when it's dark and it's bright.
No, it's the twilight. There's no friends at dusk.
There's no friends at twilight.
This was so
call
stupid.
Edward and Jacob and them. Yeah. But I thought she was the scientist that didn't actually kill herself. She just went back into the Tenet time loop.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Really?
I mean, I just assumed. Because it was like, okay, not trying to be sexist, but it was like, okay, the person that created it was a female scientist, and it just so happened that he walked into this room and it's another female scientist. And then the fact that she was pregnant, I was like, there's got to be something here. But I mean, I would say maybe I'm overthinking it, but I don't think it's possible to overthink this movie. It's just,
it's not.
You know, nothing makes any
fucking sense.
You
will overthink this movie.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because again, I was so confused.
Six
like,
times?
Because I was mostly watching her, that part with her. Like how she was explaining the shit with the bullet and the gun and all that goofy shit that he was doing. I was just like, I don't really get it. Like,
okay, so since you watched it six times, explain this to me. What the fuck is he? Like, I thought he was just like a regular ass CIA type of dude.
He was, but he isn't. At the same,
oh Jesus! Because
he's the one that's in control of everything. Like this whole thing is about him because he's
right. We get that at the end,
yeah.
But the current protagonist, I guess I was just like, he's not shocked by anything. Like when she's like, "Oh, just act like you're dropping the bullet," and he just okay.
Wow.
He wasn't like, "Oh shit, how the fuck?"
None of that. I took it as he's good at taking orders and just he's just good at just digesting information. Because remember when he was in the beginning, when he does that mission, he was willing to kill himself for the whole mission. So it's like he's someone who's just like he could roll with shit. You
so
know what I'm saying?
I will say to Mike's point, I don't know many black people that would see some shit like that and not overreact.
I don't know many people, period.
Right.
I mean, white folks do just believe in some weird shit.
Nah, yeah.
But
they'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he would have to overreact throughout the whole movie.
No. Once you overreact to the fact that the bullet just went up in your hand for no reason, and then once you accept that, then I'm fine with you being normal about everything else. But he was just normal about every single thing that happened.
I just figured out him. I was confused. Because he was, I also looked at him as a strategist too. Because he was the one that was coming up like, oh yeah, we need this, we need that. We did, like, he's just someone who just absorbs information and sees how it could benefit
None
him.
Of that,
like,
explains why this regular ass man walked into this room.
He
and
ain't regular.
But that's my question. So is he like Mulder from X-Files? Like, is he just used to weird shit happening?
No.
They didn't really say.
They never really gave a backstory to him. That's he's a military.
Part of the problem that I had with this film is that the characters just didn't seem to be developed to me. Mm-mm. And so I didn't give a fuck about any of them. Mm-mm. The most developed character was the chick, because you knew a little bit about her relationship with this crazy man. But I don't care about anybody. I didn't care about anybody in this film. Not even Priyanka, whatever her name was. I didn't.
Priya.
There we go.
We definitely didn't care about her.
Nobody cared about. I will give you. I like the fact that they did have that she was a strong female character, and she was like kind of the mastermind behind the guns running, and was using her husband just as a front when she actually was the head of it. Yeah, I did like the way they. Technically, they had all the female characters were strong in their own ways. Like even the chick being stuck in this toxic ass marriage, she still killed his ass at the end. Like they had very, very strong female characters, and the way they did it was without it being so in your face. I did like that about the movie, but I didn't care about none of the damn characters.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I think this movie struggled from character development, definitely. Because it would have been nice to know, like, why is he so poised and why is he so in control?
He's like James Bond.
He's like James Bond.
But even in James Bond films, you have a bit of understanding of who James Bond is as a character. You know, he's a bit of a playboy. You know, he's a bit of a womanizer. Like, there's things about his character, no matter who's playing James Bond, that you understand. Mm-hmm. You don't have this. And I don't know, is this supposed to be a series going forward? Is this supposed to be more of these?
I don't think so.
I think it will be.
Because if it is... Well, I don't care enough about none of these characters to watch it again. Like, if he is the protagonist, why the fuck do I care about the guy? Who is the protagonist? We don't know who the protagonist is.
Because they're going to make part two. It's going to be the same fucking movie. It's going to be the same exact movie.
It's going to be the same movie forward.
Exactly. And you're going to be like, damn, this shit was crazy.
They never really gave us much of a background on James Bond until, like, the latter part.
Yeah, until Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
But there was no real reason to give much of a... Because we just know he's a spy. Because this motherfucker picked up a bullet backwards and was never...
Man. That's what I was saying.
No time.
It's not like...
Y'all are not going to come on,
like,
man, me with this bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
this dude,
he's a super agent.
That's what I'm asking
you. It would have been different if they hired him from the super agent agency. Right. But you have this guy who found himself in the situation and now is the super agent. Why the fuck do we care?
It was a test. The beginning was a test.
He's answering every single question but the one we asked.
No, I'm saying, like, they found out he was a super agent after the test. Like,
that's not the point. This motherfucker is a regular ass person at the beginning of the movie. Yes or no?
No.
He knows that there's weird supernatural
shit. But he ain't no regular. He ain't Bob's Burgers, nigga. Like,
he's not a regular nigga, but he is not accustomed to these situations. He passed the test, but he's now in a situation with some shit that he's never seen before. And his reaction does not give us any indication of him having any sort of emotional response to anything.
Come on, man, her.
Come on, man.
She just explained it better than I did.
But it's still the same thing. Like, I don't think in this particular movie all of that is necessary.
It's totally necessary.
Why?
Because then there would be character development. If we show him being like, oh, what the fuck? Wait a minute.
I didn't sign up for this shit. Right. Like, something.
And then it develops into him being like, okay, this is just what it is. And then at the end, we find out that, yo, this has been you, and this whole thing is about you, and it's a weird time loop. It would have just been more of an oh shit moment versus watching a motherfucker that's deadpan for 2.5 hours.
Because that's who he is. And it was him throughout the whole movie, even when he found out that that was fucking him doing the shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he didn't even have no reaction to him fighting his damn self.
Right. But that was him throughout the whole movie. Why?
But just, that's the
cool.
Point.
No, that's
why?
The point.
I'm saying that's cool, but I'm just saying that's who the character is.
That
is
and we the don't point. Under, but we don't understand why sense. The character is that way. Like, there's nothing that, it just makes me feel like it's bad acting versus this is actually a character trait.
Right. I'm with Kim.
It's a character. I think towards the end of the movie, we realize that it is a character trait.
When he's trying to cry, and he can't.
because he's been so deadpan, he don't know how to convey those type of emotions because that's not who he is.
Ooh, wow, this is y'all stretching the fuck out of the plot.
This dude is so deadpan, he don't know how to work his emotions out. Nah. So he gave you the quiver lip because for 10 seconds at the end of the movie.
Because again, just going back to James Bond, we never got in that shit with James Bond. James exactly. Bond been the same motherfucker throughout
that's,
the whole movie.
That's a great
until fucking Daniel Craig and get another James Bond and they just substitute him. Like, mm-hmm. We know that this is just James Bond is
right,
not an
but
actual
they never
character.
Gave James Bond any emotional development because we didn't
later
need
on, until later on in the movie right. Daniel Craig then they started to show like this motherfucker care about some shit when he got married and killed his wife
right
but look how long it took to get to that point though
right but I'm okay
I'm confused
I'm confused
why,
how you're confused
why we need that
this is a regular ass agent
so was James
that
Bond
that walked stop with the James Bond shit. I don't even watch James Bond. I'm not Nay. I'm talking. I don't watch James Bond.
Only but it's a good. It's a good reference point, though.
Fine, I'll take your word for it. I don't watch James Bond.
Like I said, even with James Bond, there were character traits of him. Like I said, he was a playboy. He was kind of
he was
suave
funny.
And debonair. Exactly. Funny. Exactly. He was funny.
No, I'm talking about John David was funny oh, in this.
No, little, the fuck he wasn't.
When he point. Walked into the kitchen, he was like, "I ain't so get no hot sauce."
That nigga.
I'm gonna try this one more time. Just one more time. I'm not comparing him to James fucking Bond, all right? He's a regular agent. Don't say like James Bond, I don't care. He's a regular agent. He walked into a room and bullets are walking backwards into his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Why was he not shocked? Just answer that part.
He had a shocked face. It
Nick,
just wasn't to your
answer
satisfaction.
Answer my question. I'm about to be like Judge Judy on your asses. Answer my question. Why was he not shocked? Because I was confused for the entire... Because I was just like, okay, well, he must be like intrinsically involved in this because he's not surprised by anything.
Didn't he see the bullets fly come out backwards when he was in training?
In training?
When he was in training.
Under... Yeah, the training when they see if he would kill himself to pass the test.
When they were in the opera, there was a...
That was when Edward saved him.
Right. And there was a moment where something
that
in
was
the
when
wall
Neil
fell backwards.
Yeah.
And that's when Neil saved him. So yes, that's the only time that we knew that he had come into contact with anything like that. And he looked at it like it was crazy kind of then.
Right.
Yeah.
So then we...
So this this gave him the explanation to that shit that happened.
And you just regular about it.
Right. You just,
just
hold your hand over
it.
And just pick up the bullet and everything's cool.
Well, okay. It was a long explanation. He had to first shoot at the little painting thing and then he saw the bullet and he was like, oh shit, what's this? And then she explained it to him.
No, I thought him pick up the bullet was before that.
Mm-mm, that
you
was
after six times. So yeah, I'll take
it was. That was after that because that was when she was like, now you do it. And that's when he was.
Are you sure you watched it six times?
How many times were you high?
No, what I mean is.
it may have been him in the same.
It may not.
But anyway, let's move on.
And that's why he doesn't have an emotional response to it right now.
Right. That's right. Right.
Because he'd have been through this like six times.
At least six.
At least.
Hey.
Maybe more. He says no. Did you write this movie?
Hell no, I didn't write this.
Are you
sure?
I couldn't think of shit like this.
Bro, do you have an outline? I've been asking you that.
Yeah, I do. I got some questions.
All right, go ahead. Let's go. You
look, he turned his little thing so I can't look at it.
Chill out, bro.
You was that kid in the class.
He was. You can't see minds, though.
I'll give you a hint. You can't see.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But no, I was just, it's just overarching questions though, because like it's a long ass movie. But I was wanting to talk about that scene with the mission where they were on the air mat with the airplane.
Oh yeah,
I thought that was a really good standout scene. What are y'all thoughts on
what scene?
When they blew up the airplane and the gold bars fell out the back, and then
what about that scene? What did you like?
I liked the fact that it was just
question.
which part? Because there were like two.
Because that was the first time we saw the whole hallway scene, right? Where he was like, oh, there was a fight here, but it hasn't happened yet. And then first of all, so I was saying that scene was dope because the airplane. I liked how they set up that whole mission. It was like
some Mission Impossible type stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Confused as fuck.
And then how they connected it to the end was when you find out on the other side. Like I liked how they used the same scene twice.
Yeah,
kind of sort of.
Yeah.
But you get different perspectives of it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah. No, I thought that was cool too. I you know, just them actually going back and reliving that moment from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, this was after the car scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, this was before the car scene.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, wait. So we're in the beginning of the movie.
It was before the car scene?
So you're talking about the one in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
I'm talking about the beginning and how it connects to the other scene.
What's the other airplane scene? I only remember one.
When they came back. So
after she got shot.
Yeah, after she got shot.
When they were in the cargo.
Yeah, and that's when he realizes he was fighting himself in the hallway.
Yeah,
but no, I like when he walked in there. It's like, it hasn't happened yet. And then the motherfucker come out the turnstile.
Did y'all like the air breathing scene too before we get to
No, I didn't.
I
thought that was cool.
That shit was kind of crazy.
I didn't.
That whole scene I actually thought was pretty tight with it, but I couldn't figure out why they were breaking into that thing. I know they wanted to get the painting, but for what?
They didn't want to get the painting, so because of the painting they identified that the Kenneth Branagh guy, the crazy man. Yeah, whatever his name is. They realized that he was more concerned about the facility that the art was in than the actual paintings. And that's because the time travel machine was in that building.
Oh.
So they were trying to break into that building to get to that.
But how'd they know where it was? Because it seemed like they were going somewhere specific.
So
that's why I thought they were looking for the painting.
That part I don't know.
Do you know that part, Nick?
It could be because of Neil, because Neil had been through that whole shit.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, but how did they know that the time machine thing was in there?
Neil, because I think Neil had already been through this whole shit.
Right, but did Neil see the time machine?
He knew it was there. He knew about this whole shit that was supposed to happen the whole time.
So remember,
we didn't know that at the time. So when we were going into the hallway, we think Neil does not really realize all of the time travel shit, but he actually did.
He couldn't have. Because if he knew, then why would he bother chasing the other protagonist?
He chased him, but then let him go.
He only let him go when he pulled his mask off and realized it was the protagonist.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
He knew it was the protagonist.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't. He's chasing after him.
Right.
And he catches him. The protagonist falls over and you see the helmet
I see what Mike's
saying. Then he stops and then he turns around and leaves. He didn't know it was the protagonist.
What both of you are saying.
Perhaps
if he knew it was him, why would he chase him?
Because he needed
him to get away.
Why would he chase him?
Why would he go through it like is his first? Because I think they have to go through it as it was their first time, right?
This shit is stupid.
Nah.
It's more way complex than
I don't want to have to do all of this to watch a movie. Like, why?
I don't either.
Why the fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
It's cool. No, if you want to do that in your head, that's fine. But I don't want to talk to y'all about it.
Neil absolutely knew what was going on. That's why he didn't want him to shoot him and all that, because he knew it was himself.
He didn't want who to. No. Yeah. He knew it was him after his helmet fell off.
No.
It doesn't make any sense, Rod. Why would he chase him if he already knew it was him?
I don't know why he chased
him.
But he let him go.
Once his helmet came off and he realized it was him.
So Rod, you're saying that was Neil from the future. In the past, going through that.
Man, if you don't cut it out.
Yo, try to, bro. No, we're not doing this.
No, we're going to do it.
We're not doing this, kid.
And you're saying, hold on.
I'm not saying shit.
Hold on.
I'm going to get
you
some coffee.
You said a lot.
I think I'm
falling. Tap out.
Ken just killed it. Let's go. Let's go.
Now go ahead, Rod.
Let's go.
And you said that.
No, no, start
that is not Neil from the future. That is actual Neil in the original timeline going through it. Engaging with the future, with their future selves.
No,
I'm mad because I followed that. I'm going.
That Neil There is no current Neil. Because I assume y'all realize that Neil is the little boy, right?
No.
Get the fuck out of here. No fucking way.
Neil was the little boy?
Oh, Jesus Christ, y'all.
Hold on. Neil was not the little boy.
Neil. Okay. Okay. Boom.
Neil is the, boy, Neil mom, is the little skinny white chick's.
So that's why he's attached to the white chick then.
He didn't know that.
No, but I'm saying, but that's why he didn't know
that. He didn't know that.
That's not his mom.
Yes, it is.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
I mean, I'm not serious, but I mean, I think somewhere? It is. No. I just was like, it just made sense to me. It was a little blonde white boy, and he grew up to be Edward.
No, he did. No.
Yes.
That ain't him.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. Because at the end, Neil says, this is just the first of many adventures. We've been friends for a long time.
Okay.
The movie ends with the protagonist watching the skinny white chick walk away with the little boy.
Yeah.
He
said he recruited him, though.
Right. He recruited him because he's a little boy. Why would they say that and then not?
He recruited him. You're just mad because you didn't figure it out.
Mike, here's why I thought they said. Here's why I thought they said that. Because since he will go on from that moment in time to create Tenet, mm-hmm. he will recruit Neil and they will end up going on a bunch of adventures together and eventually get to that point.
I don't know.
So
I didn't think it was
going to be from the kid.
Yeah, I thought it was like he recruited him like 3 weeks later or some shit like that.
Look, I could be wrong, but that's just what I thought.
If he's a little boy, why would he like be concerned about him going back and wanting to save the lady?
Why would he be concerned with what do you mean?
Why would Neil give a fuck about that lady? Neil was like, why are you going back for her? If that's his mom,
that's just what
like,
I thought.
Wouldn't he want to go back?
I'm not going to defend this. I'm just saying, that's all this movie is. It's throwing a bunch of bullshit against the wall.
Facts.
That's what I thought immediately.
Nah, I don't think that's his.
Going back to y'all's point, you're still wrong. Neil did not know that was the protagonist. He didn't. He chased after him. And then it clearly shows the helmet fall off. Neil makes a face, and then Neil turns around to go stop the protagonist from killing himself. That's all I'm saying about that part.
I think
that's what I thought.
But I think to Ken's point, there was two Neils. There was the ones with the blue and the ones with the red. I think the Neil with the red
was in Crypt Neils.
Yes.
I didn't know that. At the end,
the
army.
Yeah. Oh, at the end. Yeah.
So the red one was the future one. And the blue one was probably the one that you're talking about who didn't know
that was
going
to sacrifice himself.
And that's what I thought.
So that's the one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. So, yeah, it was. Yeah. So that was the blue. That's a good way to differentiate. Mm-hmm. So the blue one. Yeah, you're right. He didn't know until after he took it off. But the one that was with him.
No, I'm still right. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. I'm not proud of being right because this is still stupid.
It's just too much, man. It's just too much.
I feel like there was a lot of plot holes in this movie.
I don't think it was plot holes. I just think it was too much.
Too much detail.
Yeah, it was just too much detail.
Oh, this is great.
That's...
I don't think I've ever heard you say that before.
He did have a name.
He did have a name. His name was his boy.
Antagonist, whatever the fuck.
But no, it was just, you say you never heard me say. No. But because it can't be too much detail. I'm like that by myself. Like, just be too detailed sometimes. And that was this all the way. It was just way too much. You could have took a little bit of that off. Just a little bit.
It wouldn't have been as good though to me.
I think it would have been better. If you would have just took a little bit off. Did you ever see The Prestige?
No. I'm gonna say... Oh, yeah.
So you remember
but I've only saw it once, though.
So The Prestige was real, like, kind of complex as well, or whatever, and you had to kind of figure shit out. But I think it was just enough.
But I think it makes more sense with The Prestige because it's magicians. Magicians always have, like, a long, complicated process. With spy movies like this, because this is essentially what it is, you want it to be, like... Because
it's action at the
as
same follow time.
Yeah, as linear as James Bond shit. But when it's like this, it's like...
It's like a little too much.
Yeah.
Just a little.
You mixing time travel in James Bond?
It's him?
I mean, no one knows, but there's
I think it is, too.
Yeah, there's articles about it.
It's something about the way he dressed when he was, like, doing the casing and stuff, like...
The little boy or him?
Both of them. Like, if you looked at him, like, the way he dressed with his scarves and his suits and stuff and his little penny loafer shoes... Like
he came from the little private school.
Exactly. There's that. The fact that he knew he drunk Diet Coke. Like, I get wait, that they what, might, what like, happened? When they sat down, when they first met, and he was he was like, you know, you get a diet. He said, I don't want a Diet Coke. He said, I'll take a soda water. He was like, no, no, you wouldn't. So, I mean, I get, he said they were friends at the end, but that to me says that there's a deeper type of relationship there. I do think it was.
Yeah, it's a brotherhood.
Nope. Y'all just mad because you didn't figure it out.
I just don't, but
no,
but
I'm glad you did, because, man, that's going to make it even crazier for me.
But explain, like, why he was just, he didn't want him to go and save her.
If you remember throughout the whole movie, he says, what happens, happens.
Yep.
So he understands that, especially if he's been looping through this time travel for years before he actually meets this particular protagonist in this time, like, he understands that sometimes things are going to happen. And remember he was talking about the paradox, the grandfather paradox, mm-hmm. and how sometimes you can kill the person, but we don't really know how that affects the time,
the parallel universe.
The parallel universe, yeah,
that's what I was
going
to refer to.
So yeah. I think that because he has a certain understanding of time travel, he understands that even if he does go after her or not, it's not really, either it's going to, if it changes things, it's not going to be drastic enough, or it's just what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, because he asked him, like, what do you call that? He said, I call it reality.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but he didn't give.
I'm about to fuck you up, Ken.
Okay.
You ain't ready for this now.
Lay it on.
You had to get situated in your seat.
I had to shift my booty cheek for a minute. Hold on, boy. One compelling piece of evidence that points to this being true is Max is short for Maximilian. In French, Maximilian backwards, that's Neil Le Maxim, or Neil for short.
And I did read an article where they said that Neil's not actually his name.
Neil's not his name.
Yeah, I read an article where James. No, I didn't. Y'all, I actually proved it. They said that Neil, that James, Chris Nolan said that Neil's not actually the character's name.
Oh, that's it.
So,
bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
He said, Gluteus Maximus backwards.
No.
Is Raphael?
No.
Neil and Maximus? No. Or Neil for short?
No. I don't think they are. But this
you y'all talking about Tenet is the same forwards and backwards.
It
right?
is, though.
But that's right. not forwards and backwards.
No, it's backwards.
That's you taking
Max is short for Maximilian. Change it around. It's Neil and Maxim.
Oh, I completely understood.
So don't get mad because they broke the code, boy.
Nah.
They broke the code, Ken. They broke the code.
Hell no.
They throw
But the highway scene, y'all talked about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all,
I swear to God, if that shit is real.
It's real.
I got a feeling it is.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But anyway, go ahead, man.
I just like how they tied everything together. Like, and then I just like how the sequencing of that highway scene was, especially when you saw from a distance that car just come backwards and shit.
Man, that shit was crazy.
That was dope, though.
They took some time on that shit.
It was nice to watch. I just didn't care.
Nah, that shit was dope. When them motherfuckers, because going through it the first time, I was like, this is some weird ass fucking shit. But when he went through the thing and came back and went through it in reverse, I was like, God damn, that shit just kind of fucked with me. I was like, shit.
I liked how the cars
it's
were
like himself.
Like, he was trying to get away from the car, but the car was still following backwards. But if you reverse it, it's the car following him as he's driving backwards.
And then they say you got to see yourself come out before you go in and shit like that. And even when he had old girl like hemmed up, and he was talking in reverse and shit. This shit was just
that was wild. I like that part.
It aggravated the fuck out.
Me too.
That part was cool.
But I was like, this is kind of fucking wild. Because
it is wild.
Because they turned around and replayed it.
And then it was like blue and red lights. And then the red.
Oh. It just aggravated the fuck out of me.
Oh, blue and red for the future? I didn't even connect that. God damn.
Look at you. Look.
Yeah,
look. Damn. She going to fuck around and turn. You going to catch her watching this movie, Rod.
Yeah, you are.
Shit. This is what they was talking about.
With some notebook papers.
Right. Highlighters and shit. Blue and red.
She going to take up a whole wall of y'all bedroom. It's going to be full of dots. Right. No, for real. Rod, sit down. No, for real. Sit down. Listen to me. Let me show this to you.
This is where Neil and Maximus comes.
What the fuck you say?
the car, like the first time the car scene, it was only dope when they went back through it.
Yeah.
You know, the first time I was like, this is some weird ass shit. I don't know what the fuck going on. But when they went through it in reverse, when he went through it in reverse, it just completely fucked with me. Cause I'm sitting there watching, like, imagine myself in that situation. Like, when things that are hot are cold. Like, he was supposed to blow up in the fucking car. He ended up with hypothermia.
That's crazy, yeah.
like to even think about like time in that way. And I don't know if you guys,
physics, laws of physics.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of mind blowing. But there's been this. I know Christopher Nolan's always played with time, mm-hmm. but it seems like lately there's been this infatuation with time. There's a lot mm-hmm. of articles, a lot of movies and series coming out with time travel. There's Dark and, you know, of course, Marvel shit. Now you got this. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what these people are trying to give us a hint. There's some shit going on. Yeah,
they got the machines.
They're working on some shit.
You want to know what it is, Ken? I'll tell you real simple. It's an easy way to make a very simple thing complex. They do this shit. They don't have to make it make sense. All they got to do is at the very end, make it a time loop and it explains everything. Yeah, it's just like that Tall Grass movie that came out. It made no fucking sense. And you're seriously like the whole time, like, oh shit, what's happening? They just make a time loop. It's like, it's an easy fucking way out.
It is. It is. It's a
man, this wasn't no easy way out. This was a convoluted. Yeah.
That's why I think it was done.
Trap door is what it was.
But I think this was done well enough to where you could still pull layers out of it. Unlike those other time movies that Mike is talking about, where it's just like, oh, you just explained some bullshit in a goofy ass way. Mm-hmm. Like this one is just like it pieced together. Like the jigsaw puzzle of a story that you have to keep watching over and over again to really understand it. Like, how many movies come out like that these days that make you that interested to even try to figure it out?
I mean, a lot of movies do. It's just once time travel's involved, I tap out.
Yeah, he just don't like time travel.
Yeah. I didn't, even though I'm clowning the movie, I did think it was a good movie. Mm-hmm. I just don't get any of it, and I don't care to ever see it again. I do think it was a good movie, but I just personally, I can't fucking stand time travel
Have
stuff.
You watched it backwards, though?
On my head?
Upside down. From the end to the beginning. Hey. You watching it in reverse, did you?
Bro, no shit.
Hey, some of them scenes would make sense, though.
It might, though.
Some of them scenes would make sense.
They still would.
Has anybody cut it up? And it would be boring if they did, but actually put the shit in order.
I bet you they have.
That would be interesting as fuck.
Yeah, but... All right, but it's kind of like because I know you don't, because you're not a fan of Dark, but remember, like, Dark was like, what the fuck is this shit? This shit's stupid. Mm-hmm. And then I sat down and I started actually watching and paying attention. It just kind of just pulled me into that world, trying to figure out, like, how all of these things interconnect. And that's where they get me sometimes. They just get me in my head. And it just, and to make an action movie out of it, and these motherfuckers fighting and shooting backwards. Even to this day, I can't process, because the way I look at the world is one way. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to interpret that world backwards. Like a bullet coming backwards, explosions kind of going in
that
in
this
reverse.
Scene where he's cool. Driving up that hill with the explosions and the landmines and all that
shit.
Yeah. Like, I'm wondering, like, how would you time that out strategically?
How do you even get fucking hurt?
Yeah.
How do you get hurt? You going up and then you kind of falling. Like, I don't know,
you
man.
You just have to pretend like this is how it was meant to happen, because when she was, the scientist was first explaining it, like, he was like, how come
it's
I can't?
It's about timing. Like, what did he say? Instinct.
Yeah, she was like, don't think, just react. So however you would shoot it, just keep doing that, but just catch it.
But how do you shoot anybody? Go ahead.
You don't shoot, you catch. That's
one
what
of
it
the
is.
Things that, one of the holes that I had with it was, that I saw was like, when she tried to drown him, how would he drown if he had a life jacket on?
Did he have a life jacket on?
Yeah, he had a life jacket. That's why he was floating on top of the water. I was like, you couldn't drown him. Like, what? That didn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. Yeah.
You talking about when she cut his shit and he fell back?
Yeah, it's like he had
I think it's because it was fat.
Why he cracked his neck, so they didn't want to deal with that.
Well, that's the part, though. I'm talking about he was on the boat. I'm like,
Yeah. That was stupid.
Yeah, it was stupid. I was like, wait.
I think she was just,
because he can't swim, right? I'll take it. He just didn't know how to swim.
I mean, if you leave him out there long enough, he's gonna die.
Yeah, but it seemed like he was instantly like just hit his head in the water. It's like floating on top of the
water. It was going pretty fast, though.
That didn't make any sense.
I didn't notice that.
It was a whole.
I didn't like the whole like using the painting as a connection to get the Sardar thing. That shit was confusing, and it was probably one of the slower parts of the movie for me.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't follow along with what they were trying to do, like to use the painting to get to the time machine.
Yeah, they was using the paint. Well, yeah, he was using the painting to blackmail her so he can control her.
I didn't even understand that.
So yeah, she, like she had like a fake painting.
No, I got
knew.
That part.
Okay, and so yeah, he used it to blackmail her because, I mean, obviously it's against the law to do that. She can go to jail, serious time for that. Because it's like a Goya painting.
So why didn't she just take the painting and tear it up?
She couldn't. She didn't have access to it. He had access to it, so he controlled her. That's why she was trying. That's why they were trying to get it.
But she bought the fake painting.
But she didn't know it was fake. She was fucking the dude that made it.
Yeah.
And then she took it to her husband.
His husband. I think his husband. I think he bought it.
He found out about
it. But he bought it from her. He bought it from her.
He bought it from her and then found out it was fake. And so he used it to blackmail her because she knew it was fake. He knew it was fake. And if he told her.
She was selling a fake painting.
But she said she didn't know it was fake. Remember?
Well, I guess it doesn't matter because she was in.
Well, I mean, I get legally it doesn't matter. But I'm talking about just in the span of the movie. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out, okay, she was.
I think she did say that.
She was fucking the guy that made it. Mm-hmm. So it's just a coincidence that he made this painting, gave it to her, and then she
sold it to him.
Sold it to the husband.
Or she put it on auction and then he bought it.
Bought it.
Mm-hmm. Found out it was fake and used it to blackmail to get with her.
Yep.
He was a piece of shit.
And he had a kid by her too. So that's why that was another layer of it.
She should have just went to jail. Deal with
He told her he said, "Hey, I'll never mess with you again if you if you leave your son with me."
I didn't understand. So another thing, I didn't understand why was he trying to destroy the world?
Like, he had cancer.
I understand he had cancer, but why you want everybody else to die?
Yeah,
that was the plan from the people in the future. The people in the future were trying to get him to do that.
Oh, really? Where did they say that?
It's somewhere in the fucking movie.
Yes, yeah, it's talked about. When she explained, when the scientist ladies talks about like somebody else created, that's referring to them.
I got you. But so what I was saying in the beginning when we started, that all that extra shit in the movie is where I got fucked up.
And you paid too much attention to that first part.
Yeah. It's like I paid too much attention to that. I understand the overarching theme of it, but when I start trying to figure out all that shit that's in the middle, that's why I get frustrated. And that's why I'm like, oh man, that's too much detail. But what's up, Mike? What you thought about?
Did you ever wonder why he was so set on keeping the son, even though he was going to die?
That was what I was going to ask.
Who was set on keeping the son, if he was?
Sartos.
Okay.
Yeah, no. He was obsessed with that kid. Is that Sartos?
Without his son, a.k.a. Neil, they wouldn't have been able to stop all of this. Maybe Sartos knew that Max was Neil.
Because he had been to the future.
I don't care. You can suck your little teeth. You just mad because you watched it six fucking times.
You ain't figure out.
I'm still learning.
Maximilian, goddamn it. You just mad because you didn't figure it out. Think about it for real.
I think he's just a prick. That's all it is. Man. He just wanted to be an asshole.
He was specifically like, you can go wherever you want, but I'm keeping the kid.
He just wanted to fuck with her.
But he never even showed, during the movie, he never even showed any actual care for that kid.
Right.
He paid for private school.
It's because he's rich, whatever. But
it's like, how you think we fund all this? This is the dirty business I'm in.
Yeah. Mm.
But what if he knew that Max was Neil?
Was the key?
Because if you really think about it, Neil was really the most important person in the whole film.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Mm. He was.
Because without Neil, the protagonist would have died.
Yeah, he is. He is.
From the jump.
He is.
From the jump. Because he saved him from the jump.
Yeah, he kicks everything off. Without him, yeah, exactly. What Mike said, the protagonist dies. None of this happens without Neil. Mm-hmm.
So what if Sartos knew that?
Then why wouldn't he try to kill Neil then?
Did he ever see Neil in the movie? I don't think at any point we saw Neil interact with Sartos.
You talking about baby Neil? Baby
not,
Max?
Not baby.
Grown Neil.
Grown Neil.
But I guess he never saw Neil.
Right. But I guess he could have killed Max and then everything would have been.
What y'all think about Edward's acting?
I think he's a great actor.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's going to be the new Batman, right?
Yeah.
I think he's somehow, some way become a really good actor.
He's done a good job of escaping from that. Yep.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like usually that, you know, encompasses somebody. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing I see, like, not
he's in
comparison.
Harry Potter too.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah. That's what I was about to go to. Really? Like, Daniel Radcliffe was trying to break out of that Harry Potter mold with some of the shit he's doing.
Who was Edward in Harry Potter?
He was the dude who died, Voldemort, who killed in the fourth movie.
I don't know if you know him.
He was the nigga that was.
He was important.
What was his name?
I forgot his name, though.
I don't remember him in that movie. But I mean, I think he's been great in everything but Twilight. you know, he was in the movie that had Necro in it, where he played like some dude that was supposed to be trying to, you know, save his kind of fucked
dope.
Up brother. I can't remember the name of it, but it was really good.
It's called Good Times.
Good Times. Yeah. Yep, it was really good. Yeah. He's great and stuff.
Did you watch the independent movie he did with Andre 3000? What's it called? Like, it wasn't called Life. It was some space movie or some shit like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What is this? Y'all
I can't
talking
think
about?
Of the fucking.
I think it's on Netflix. I believe so.
I can't think the name of it, but he's like the main person in it. It's like him and like I think like a little girl. Or
yeah, like his daughter.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. It's okay. Good. He's a good actor.
Nah, he is.
He's a really good actor.
He's really good in Good Times. Yeah.
But yeah, he was great in this.
Yeah,
you know.
He's really good.
Yeah, because he didn't even sound like himself. Like he gave himself some
a fake accent
type of accent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't he from over there?
He's over the pond. I know that.
So
British.
He was just maybe talking how he naturally talks.
I thought so. I thought he had a little. It was a little bit different. Yeah. I thought it was like a mix between not American, but it was a mix between like you couldn't really tell where he was from, but you knew he wasn't American.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. Which, you know, I guess if you think about it, him being all over the place when it comes to time travel, how would you sound? You probably would sound flat or. You wouldn't necessarily have an accent, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too hard. But yeah. But nah, it was noticeable.
But nah, yeah. I enjoyed this. I think I enjoyed it.
I think it was too detailed for me to really enjoy it. Like I said, it was an okay movie to watch, definitely. It's just, and I don't mind smart movies because I like trying to figure them out. Like Ken, I like trying to figure out movies like this. But I guess I just wasn't in the. I just came off vacation. I just wasn't in the mindset to really try to break this down like that. I just understood the overarching theme of it, and the other shit in the middle just kind of
annoyed me. Yeah, fell to the wayside.
So yeah, but I could definitely see myself going back and watching it again, and like, oh man, they try to pick up little things. Mm-hmm. Especially after this conversation, just, you know, because I don't want to read anything. I want to just kind of try to figure it out. You know what I mean? So yeah, I don't mind doing that with these type of movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, me too. And I think that's the only thing, is the fact that it's so long makes that a little bit difficult.
Yes.
But this is one of those movies I think that, you know, after I sat and processed it, I was like, you know what? I think I fussed with this. Mainly because... is told in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I do want to come kind of go back and try to actually, you know, see what the fuck happened. Mm-hmm. You know, because I kind of became like obsessed with like The Dark Knight for whatever reason at one point. I would watch that over and over again because of...
It's dope.
Yeah. And the Joker was doing some shit like in the beginning of the movie that would tie it all the way to the end of the movie. I'm like, fuck, how did he plan all that shit out? Yeah. So I get in my head sometimes when it comes to certain things like that.
I think
Christopher Nolan does that, man.
Yeah.
He, like I said, I've watched Prestige maybe like 5 times, like probably even more. And I normally don't do that. Like you said, I don't watch movies like over and over.
Nah, that movie is just, I agree with you.
It makes you want to watch it again. It's like, damn, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So yeah. And it's the same thing. It's right on par with what he does. Yeah.
I did that too with Dark Knight Rises.
I watched that one.
Cause it's like it feels like it's like two different movies.
Yeah.
But it's all in one.
Yeah. But like I said, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but that's the enjoyment I get out of this particular movie. But yeah, and like Rod, I'm not trying to go read anything yet or watch anything.
Yeah,
you know, I'll get there eventually when I can't figure some shit out. But
you done with this, Mike? It's a one and done for you.
He don't like. When I saw this, I was like, oh yeah, he not gonna like.
I was thinking the same
thing.
He don't
like time travel shit,
especially when it started jumping all over
this
the place.
Is the ultimate time travel movie, like, and see, and it's a movie kind of similar to this called Looper. Y'all ever seen that?
Yeah, with Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, is Samuel in that?
Yeah, was he the black dude with blonde hair?
Gordon Levitt, whatever his name is.
Oh no, that's different. That's Jumper. I'm thinking.
Yeah, you thinking Jumper?
Right? I don't know Jumper, Looper, but Looper's good.
Yeah.
No, Jumper was Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, Darth Vader. Yeah,
yeah.
But See, Looper was not as complex as this. This shit just bothered me the first watch, but I'm on board with watching it again to see if I can figure some shit out. Definitely,
What are you trying to figure out?
I want to figure out that kid shit.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to figure that
out. Oh, if Max is Neil?
Yeah, I do want to figure that out.
I don't think you're
going
to figure it out. That's the thing. I think he made it just ambiguous enough to... I mean, look, Christopher Nolan's very smart.
Yeah.
He was not going to put things in here where people can figure the story out easily. I don't even think Christopher Nolan knows what the fucking story is detailed. He's probably just like what's his face that made Lost, and he just throws out this shit and then just lets people's imagination run wild. And I'm more than fine with that. I actually like when filmmakers do stuff like that.
The only reason I don't think that, it seems like he had intention of breaking laws of physics.
No, yeah. Okay, but I mean, okay. I think when it comes to stuff like Max's Neil and that kind of shit,
that part.
He'll just throw like a little nugget in there to where people like me might say, yeah, I think Max is Neil. But then you could make a very, you know, viable case for that's not the case. And then you can just argue about it. He's smart like that.
But I think one of the things I was trying to figure out, like, what was his affinity for the woman? Like, why was he so attached to this woman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that might be in there somewhere that I just missed.
But I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like,
It just didn't make any sense.
It didn't make any sense. Like y'all said in the beginning, you dropped him in this world. Like what you said in the beginning, you drop him in this world. He has no emotion. Why is that? Like what is really going on? Like,
I don't know that they're gonna. I don't think you're gonna figure that part out because I think he intentionally made that not make sense. But
I want to go back and see the woman he was talking to that was explaining everything. You said she was pregnant.
I thought she was. Maybe I'm wrong. What was her name? Do y'all remember her name? Mm-hmm.
Nah, I didn't.
But even
six times, you remember her fucking name?
I was listening to what she was saying, not what her name was.
But yeah, when he was like, "Yeah, here's the like," how did he know to give her the phone and said, "Call me at some point. You'll need to call me if you see somebody." How did he know he was going to be in the future to be able to come back to the state?
Well, to me, that was shit. I think he was just thinking
because he was in present day.
I think he just knew he was going to survive in my mind
because he was intending on killing himself. Because remember the guy that he was with, what's his name? Ham Sai. He had a funny name. The other white guy. He was like one of the generals or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The dude from
the guy
Kick
that
Ass?
Was testing him.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, he's going to take the suicide pill?
Yeah. No. At the end.
Mm-hmm. The main guy.
Yeah, there were three. Two white guys.
Ives.
Yeah. What about him? Because Ives and the protagonist, when they gave out all of the orders for everybody, they were like, yeah, this is a one-way trip. So they were basically saying, whoever goes on this can't see it because if they see it, then they'll be able to tell somebody else and then they'll know how to stop it. Mm-hmm. So that's why they were like, yeah, when we go here, this is a suicide mission. And that's when Neil kind of broke all of that and came and actually saved them from it. Mm-hmm. And that's when I think Neil and Oz were actually going to kill themselves and they left the protagonist alive. Mm-hmm. At the end, and spared his life.
Mm.
So again, because I was like, why is he so fucking emotional? Because he was supposed to die, and I forgot how he said it or what the word they used, but it was a certain way. It was a phrase that they said at the end. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Ives. What was my point about Ives? What was I saying about Ives?
Something about dying.
Yeah, because you were saying
I was saying like for me, what I took is like that conversation he had with what's her name? Priya. Mm-hmm. When she was like, he was like, "Damn, you used me." She was like, "Yeah, just like how you used old girl Kat or Kate." I think from then on, he was like, "Okay, I'm not gonna be used again. I'm gonna use this phone to see because he told her like, "All right, I'll do this mission if you protect her and the boy."
Right.
So that's why when he gave her the phone, he's like, make sure you say the location and shit and hang up. Because then that'll be a way to test her to see if she was going to follow through or not. And if she wasn't, he was going to kill her. That's what he ended up doing.
Yeah, but when she called,
she didn't know. That's why she asked him, she's like, how am I supposed to know who's on the other side? He said some goofy shit like proxy or some shit.
Yeah, but she said the exact thing that he had said when he gave her the phone, I think. Right?
Yeah, let's say yeah. And then he just popped up in the car. I think he came from the future and went back to wherever that exact same location was. And that's how he ended up in the back of the car to kill both of them to protect Neil and Kate.
He had to because he didn't open the door.
Right.
I thought that was.
So how would he know?
That's just some normal spot shit. That's why I always check the back seat when I get in my car because I don't want to get caught slipping. Nah. And it always in a movie, Mike. Somebody in the back seat randomly.
I feel you, but it's like he knew that at some. It's almost like he knew that he was going to be playing with time from that day forward. Because it's almost like he planned that out. He was like, here's this sat phone. Call, give me a location.
Why would he need a time travel for that? Because it's just a setup.
Because there's no way he could get there in time to protect them.
Why not if he was just hanging out watching them? Because remember when Neil... Shit, this is another reason why Neil might be Max. Remember when Neil was saying some shit like, so you're just not going to be around her at all? And he's just like, nah. And he's like, you're not even going to watch her from afar?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then he like makes this smirk kind of thing. And the dude was like, nope, I'm not. But he really was. Maybe he really was just watching her from afar the whole time.
But you watching her all day, though.
He ain't got shit else to do.
I mean, he should.
This nigga was over here deadlifting on a damn tugboat. He
got shit going backwards.
Yeah, he was a shit spy, too, by the way, because he got caught.
Oh, he got caught multiple times.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
He got caught in the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Why was he so good at fighting at the beginning, but then couldn't fight for shit the rest of the movie?
Could he not?
Nah, he was getting handled.
Wait, I'm trying to get handled
by Satos's men.
Yeah. They did.
They grabbed him up, fucking popped him in the head a couple times, all type of shit. He didn't even fight back. But at the beginning of the movie, he just fucking walked through those three dudes like it wasn't shit.
Yeah.
And I think I was wrong. I don't think she was pregnant. Maybe it was just like a baggy shirt because I can't see anything that says she was pregnant. So
I still want to go back and watch
it. Yeah. That ending part didn't make sense. Or I was just a little confused.
I think that made sense. I do think he went back in the future, though.
Yeah, I think that was the future him.
I think that was the future him.
I don't know.
Because he just popped up in the backseat. Now, the thing about it is they'd been in the car for a minute.
Yeah.
Clearly, they drove there. They would have known if he was in the back.
You know if a black man and you got there.
Right. There's a little extra weight there. You might have smelled him.
Yeah.
He was not there. I think that he used his time travel-y shit to backwards walk into the car. And he was in the back seat.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But how would the present protagonist know to give her the phone at that and say to call me in the future?
Because I think he's just saying, call me if ever anything happens and I'll be there.
But he was very specific, though.
He did. He said,
give me a time, look, whatever he said.
Well, what did he say?
He said, give me a location. What did he say?
Give me your location and...
And then hang up. It was some location, address, and then hang up. Something. Yeah, it was like two things.
So maybe that's all he needed for future him to loop back to that point.
But how would present him know to give her that the future him would have to come back to protect him?
He didn't know. All he was saying was, look, if anything pops off, all you got to do is give me your location, and I'm going to use my time travel shit to make sure I save this snow bunny. You're not going to let this one go.
You know, she's 6'3".
She looked like it.
Yeah, she's fucking huge, bro.
Because he was looking up the white chicks.
No, I wasn't.
That was his first one. He was like, man.
I don't know about this. I'm like, is he just shorter? She tall.
Nah, because she towered over Sadar, too. Yeah, and then she wearing them fucking heels. But yeah. I mean, I did look her up, but not for those reasons. It's okay, bro. It's okay.
That tall drink of almond milk. Uh-huh.
I thought for some reason she was from Game of Thrones.
Now she's from Widows.
That's not Brianna Tarth.
She kind of looked like her.
No, she don't.
Which one was Brianna?
The big chick.
No, not her. I thought she was.
I know who you're thinking about. The one that played Dark Phoenix.
Yes. I thought she was her. They're not re-related.
I don't think they look
alike.
They had that narrow face and real skinny and bony.
I thought it was her at first, huh?
Nah, I thought you was talking about Brienne.
No, not Brienne, man.
No.
She was blonde hair, blue eyes.
The one that kept getting fucked up the whole goddamn.
No, what's her name?
Yeah, episode.
What's her name?
He just said it. One of y'all just said it.
I know she was in Dark Phoenix. I just don't know her real name.
I want to say Sarah.
She played Jean Grey.
Yeah, I want to say Sarah for some reason.
Her name ain't no damn Sarah. There wasn't no Sarahs in Game of Thrones.
Something like that.
Either way, it didn't look. And she's, it doesn't matter, but she's better looking than this woman. But I guess they, if y'all can figure out why he had this attachment to her, let me know. That's the only part where I was really like, I don't get it, but I want to.
Go
ahead.
The other thing we can wrap up that made it he was shit at his job was he even had the wrong suits and shit.
Oh yeah, clowned
about it. Brooks Brothers ain't gonna work, bro.
Yeah, he was like, "Can you boss it up?" They were like, "No." He tried to take the food with him.
Well, of course you, man. That's some black folk shit.
See, he had personality, that's Mike. That was him. That was.
I didn't say he had personality. I was only annoyed that he just didn't act surprised by that shit earlier.
I just didn't get it. And I don't really care to get it no more. But that part was funny as shit.
Yeah.
I like him, man. I'm really starting to warm up to him.
But now, who do you think that white guy is that was at dinner?
White guy.
The guy he met with at the restaurant.
Michael Caine?
Michael. No. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, who do you think he was in this world?
I think he was.
I bet you he's Ives.
Wait. The white guy at dinner.
Old Ives?
I'm trying to remember. See, that's why I got to go.
Yeah, but old eyes would have. How would old eyes have money like that? Young eyes didn't.
Why if you they? If you know the future, then shit.
Right. Yeah, but you're not supposed to violate the laws of time.
They ain't supposed to be doing half the goofy shit they did in this movie.
The only thing they said you can't do is have your particles touch your present day particle. You can do all the other shit. Remember, Endgame broke that rule. They were like, that shit's not true. That was made up in Back to the Future.
You just creating a different reality.
Yeah, but he was hell bent on not letting him see himself, though.
Who?
I thought he was. Wait, no, or was he?
He saw himself.
Yeah, he had.
Because he was like, you knew that was me, didn't you? Yeah. When, I'm talking about when they fought each other. He was like, you knew that was me in the beginning of the movie, or something he told him. But yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
Yeah,
I'll take your word for it.
This reminds me of a show on Stars called Counterpart.
It's just make sure I don't watch that.
It don't really deal with time travel. It's more alternate reality, but. But yeah, any last thoughts on this film?
It was cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. I will never watch it again. My gripes are strictly personal. I think it's a cool film. I think that people should stop pretending that they totally understand it because y'all full of shit. Nobody and it's okay to not understand shit. I mean, I watch David Lynch films. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. But if it's entertaining, it's entertaining. And it was a... For a time-traveling movie, I think Christopher Nolan did some cool shit. Mm-hmm. And the special effects are un-fucking-touchable. Period.
Yeah. His cinematography is always on point.
Yeah. He just needs a better script writer, I think.
I do agree with Mike. Like, his take on time travel in this movie was really, really, really interesting, to me. And I really wish this we could have seen how this performed without the pandemic.
It would have killed.
You think so?
It made money though for the pandemics,
because it seemed like it just kind of came and just went.
But I think it made like 20 million.
I know it made money, but like for a movie like this, it didn't feel like a lot of people were.
It would have made over 100 million easy.
This is a movie theater movie.
Yeah.
Like even though I didn't really care for it like that, no, I'm lying. I wouldn't go watch it again in the theater.
I would have watched it in theaters.
But I would have enjoyed seeing it in the theater.
I would even have done the ride thing and seen it in IMAX.
I ain't doing that's expensive.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in the movie at all. It didn't look like it was gonna be good or whatever, blockbuster, whatever. But yeah, I walked away like, oh shit, this is actually kind of interesting. It would have.
Huh. Christopher Nolan movies usually they make money.
See, yeah, I know he made money, but I don't know. Like the only thing, well, I don't.
You
know.
You think this would have been a gamble?
No. I think people are love Christopher Nolan, mm-hmm. So I think he has. Like mainstream on lock. He can make movies that appeal to that specific audience. Those type of movies just don't really, interest me. And I thought this was just another action flick doing some weird shit.
Oh, I didn't. The second I saw that trailer, I was like, oh, this is about to make a gang of money.
Yeah. It just looked stupid to me. It looked really stupid. These motherfuckers doing shit in
reverse. It didn't look stupid to me in the trailer. The trailer made me want to see it. And then once I saw it, I was just like, I'm just too confused.
Did you not like Inception?
I like Inception.
Yeah, I fucked with Inception.
You gave me Inception vibes.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's what I was about to say.
I just wanted to watch Inception after.
I think it's in the same world. Like, he might be creating like a universe with all this stuff in it.
Yeah, because Leonardo DiCaprio is Neil's brother. Stay woke.
All right. Those are our thoughts on Tenet. Please let us know what you guys thought. FPS Podcast is the Reddit thread. That's also our handle for IG and Twitter. And we're on Twitch now, y'all. Please go like and subscribe to our channel. FPS Pod is our Twitch handle. And catch us next week. We out. Peace.